Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi again, everybody. We welcome you in once again to the latest edition of Jumping the Gun. It is brought to you by Patterson Square Garden with Brother Dan. I'm Dan Gunn, and there was just one. Only one game remaining in the 2020 season, and it's the biggie. Two teams left out of 32 teams total in the NFL. Kansas City Chiefs, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's the ageless wonder versus the young gun. One guy has 6 Super Bowl rings. The other one has 1, shooting for his second. What a matchup it should be. 2 offenses that are scoring 30 points a game. And so, Brother Dan, I can't wait to see this one. There's so many variables in this game. When you look at, you know, the Chiefs are favored by 3 points. The over-under is 156.5. Your thoughts on the game in general?
I can't wait to see this one. Personally, I mean, I picked the Packers last week, as both of us did. We both thought the Packers were going to be in this game so that we could see Aaron Rodgers against Patrick Mahomes. But getting Tom Brady against Mahomes is a heck of a consolation. So we're getting the greatest quarterback of all time. I mean, Tom Brady, I mean, I think the debate is over. Even if you question the first 4 Super Bowls, as I personally do as an Eagles fan, I mean, 6 Super Bowls is just ridiculous. To do it over 20 years in the NFL, 20 plus years now, and in his 10th Super Bowl, he's got to be the greatest of all time. And then you have Patrick Mahomes, who is one of the most talented quarterbacks we've ever seen. Only in his 4th season in the NFL, he's been unbelievable. He's played as perfect as you could, already getting 1 Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP and going to his 2nd. I can't wait to see this game on Sunday.
You know, there's so many, as I said, so many variables in this game, and you have to talk about the speed on both teams. I mean, both teams are loaded with speed merchants. I mean, you've got Antonio Brown, you've got Tyreek Hill, you've got the big receivers. The funny thing is that neither one of these teams had a 1,000-yard rusher. You have some good running backs in Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette and Clyde Edwards-Helaire in this game. So I'm telling you, but it's all going to come down to trench warfare. Can Kansas City's passed up offensive line keep the pressure off Patrick Mahomes? Now, Green Bay's offensive line was rated at the top, I believe, in terms of protecting the quarterback in 2020, and Tampa Bay went in there to Green Bay, sacked Aaron Rodgers 5 times, got 8 hits on him. That disrupts the timing, and it kept constant pressure on him. And when you're talking about timing offenses like both of these teams have, if your defense can get constant pressure on a quarterback, that messes up timing completely.
Yeah, definitely. And especially if you look back to the Week 12 matchup, Tyreek Hill, I mean, going off for over 200 yards in the first quarter, 3 touchdowns. It just doesn't look like the Buccaneers' secondary can just keep up with the speed of the Kansas City Chiefs. Their best hope is that defensive line, as you mentioned, with Shaq Barrett and Jason Pierre-Paul. And we saw what it did to Green Bay, like you said. They were missing David Bakhtiari, and the Bucks took advantage of that. The Chiefs in this game are missing Eric Fisher, Mitchell Schwartz, and it looks like Daniel Kilgore is going to play. If he does play, with obviously that the whole half haircut situation with with the Kansas City Chiefs barber ending up with COVID. So if he's out, that's another big hit for them. He's kind of been their Swiss Army knife on the offensive line this year because of all of their injuries. But hey, I mean, it's a different. You have to contain Patrick Mahomes. It's going to be tough. It's because he's so athletic. He can run out. He can throw while on the move. You kind of have to get him going backwards and moving out of the pocket to get him kind of rattled. So it's going to be a tough task for the Buccaneers because that secondary isn't the fastest.
Yeah, I don't know if Tampa Bay's defense can rattle the Patrick Mahomes. We've seen teams try to put pressure on him. The guy steps up in the pocket. He steps to his right. He steps to his left. He throws overhand. He throws underhand. He throws across his body. He throws darts down the sidelines. There's nothing that this kid can't do. There's no throw that he can't make. So if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers can't get him on the ground, all you're doing basically is playing right into Patrick Mahomes' hands, giving him a chance to use all of his athleticism in his arsenal to beat you.
Yeah, and you add on top of that, they have two running backs. You have Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You have Le'Veon Bell. And if they can get the run game going, I don't know what the Buccaneers are going to do. Because then you have to respect the run. You can't go all out on your pass rush. If the Chiefs are able to run the ball in this game, this game is going to be over pretty early, I think.
See, I don't know if Kansas City can run on this Tampa Bay defense. Tampa Bay had the best run defense in the NFL this year. They completely stonewalled Green Bay's running game. And, of course, when Aaron Jones went down in the third quarter with a chest injury after he fumbled, that was it. It made Green Bay's offense one-dimensional. And while Aaron Rodgers threw for over 340 yards against Tampa Bay's defense, they couldn't have that balanced attack like they did against the Rams the week prior to that. But you look at Patrick Mahomes. He wants to throw the football. I mean, you go back to the first meeting back in week 12 between these two. Patrick Mahomes threw for 462 yards on this defense, three touchdowns, no interceptions. They were able to sack him. The Buccaneers defense was able to sack him twice. But for the most part, Patrick Mahomes did any and everything he wanted to in that game. And, of course, when you have arguably the best tight end in the game right now, Travis Kelce, who's a master of getting open, especially when Mahomes starts scrambling, it could make for a long afternoon for a defense.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's funny about that Week 12 game. I was just looking back on it, and I didn't realize how close of a game that was. It ended up being a 27-24 win for the Chiefs. And, I mean, the Chiefs did go out to that 17-point lead early in the game. But the Bucs were right there, and that's a good sign for the Bucs that even though they had that slow start, that game had every sign that it was going to end up being a blowout. And the Buccaneers kept it close. If they need to follow a similar game plan to that. I mean, Gronkowski had probably one of his best games of the year. He had 106 yards that game. Brady, he threw two interceptions in that game, and you don't know. If he doesn't throw those two interceptions, maybe they win that game. So I think it's definitely possible for the Bucs to pull this one off. I mean, everybody says don't bet against Tom Brady. In my case, I personally, if you're going to bet against him, against anyone, it's Patrick Mahomes. But it's this is an interesting game.
Well, I believe Brady's going to serve up a couple of interceptions in this game. Tyrann Mathieu and those guys back there, they're going to be sitting on the ball waiting for him to throw it up. Brady likes to throw those loud passes down the sideline. He threw three picks in the third quarter against Green Bay. Green Bay couldn't capitalize on them. So Brady's going to serve up. The thing is, if Brady gives this Kansas City Chiefs offense a short field, they're going to have problems. I don't think if Kansas City jumps out big on them this time, I don't think Brady can bring back the Buccaneers in this particular game. Yes, they do have Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, Antonio Brown's playing. You know, they've got plenty of weapons running the ball. But when you look at the first time they played, neither team ran the ball well. Kansas City only ran for 87 yards. Tampa Bay is 75 yards rushing. And you were talking about Gronkowski having a big day. How about Tyreek Hill?
Yeah.
What he did to that Buccaneers defense. 13 catches, 269 yards, 3 touchdowns. Are you kidding me? You're right. Tampa Bay doesn't have anybody in their secondary that can stay with the Tyreek Hill. That could be huge, especially in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, Tyreek Hill, shout out to Tyreek Hill. He actually was the reason why I won my fantasy football game that week. I check and see, and Tyreek Hill somehow has gotten me like 50 points in the first quarter. That was insane. But yeah, Carlton Davis has been had a good year. He's a physical cornerback, and with the amount of motion that the Chiefs run before their plays, it's almost impossible to get good contact on a receiver like Tyreek Hill because they keep moving him as if they're going to give him a jet sweep, and it's just hard to keep up with him before the play even starts. So I don't know how you can handle that while handling his speed down the field. And then you have guys like Mecole Hardman and Sammy Watkins, and these guys, they just have speed all over the place, and I don't know how you can keep up with all of that.
Well, you know, it's, again, one of the big factors, getting pressure on the quarterback. Kansas City's defense is not a big pressure defense. I believe they only had something like 32 quarterback sacks in the regular season, mm-hmm. If I'm not mistaken. Not very many in the postseason. When you look at this Buccaneers team, they had like, what, 53 sacks?
Yeah.
So you know Tampa Bay is going to be bringing it. It's going to be interesting to see how Steve Spagnuolo tries to defend against the likes of Tom Brady. Now, Spagnuolo has already beat Tom Brady once in the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. going back to 2007. That was the year the Patriots are going for that undefeated campaign, and Spagnuolo's defense with the Giants put the clamps on him. So Spags knows how to play Tom Brady. Tom Brady has a little bit different collection of weapons this time around him, but it's going to be interesting to see if Steve Spagnuolo can design the perfect defense to keep Tom Brady on his heels.
Yeah, not as good of a defensive line as he had in New York. But hey, I mean, you have Chris Jones on the interior, who can play kind of that Justin Tuck role, where he's just getting, he's an amazing pass rusher from the interior. And we all know Tom Brady, the way to get to Tom Brady is interior pressure early and often, getting him on his back, knocking him down, even when you're not getting sacks, just being in his face. We know that that's what gets to what can get to him, and Chris Jones is the perfect kind of defensive lineman to have if that's what your game plan is.
You know, I'm surprised more teams don't try to blitz Tom Brady up the middle because he's not mobile. As soon as Brady feels the pressure, he's going down. He's either throwing it away or he's going down. You're not going to see Tom Brady scramble a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Now, he'll surprise you every now and then and take off in a wide open field. But he's not going to be a scramble quarterback. You're not going to see a lot of RPOs from a Tom Brady. Now, you're not going to see a lot of read options from a Tom Brady. He's going to step back. He's going to throw it. He's going to use maybe a few misdirection plays. He's very good at hiding the football, faking a handoff, and going over the middle and down the sideline. But this is probably going to be one of the better chess matches in the Super Bowl that we've seen in quite some time.
Yeah, and I personally think the Chiefs, they just have all the edges. And I mean, I'm kind of shocked that Vegas is only giving the Chiefs a three point cushion in this game. And they're only the favorites by 3 points. I would have gone a little bit higher. I actually think the Chiefs are going to win this pretty handily.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I just have a weird feeling. I think the Bucks. Like our guest Brad Feinberg said earlier this week, I just don't think I think the Bucks are kind of lucked their way into this position. The Drew Brees falling apart in their game, and you have the Packers who left around 20 points on the field.
That's true.
I just don't think the Bucks are really as good as they seem as them being in the Super Bowl makes them out to be.
Well, when you look at the coaches, Andy Reid and Bruce Arians, two of the older coaches in the league in a day and age when so many teams are looking to go with younger coaches. They have coached against each other one time. They have each beaten each other one time. And how ironic it is that the margin of difference in both meetings was only 3 points. So that's why I expect it to be a close game. Both teams, again, are loaded with personnel, quality personnel on both sides of the football. I think the defenses are going to have to make some big plays in this game to help out the offense. I think because of what we've seen from Kansas City, when you look at Kansas City's 16 wins, 9 of their wins have been by 6 points or less. So this is a team that knows how to win the close game. I think if Kansas City can jump on Tampa Bay early, I think that favors Tampa Bay. But if Tampa Bay jumps out early, I think it also favors Kansas City, because Kansas City is known for coming back in games and pulling games out. So when I look at it both ways, I know the odds makers have Kansas City by the slimmest of margins, 3 points. But I'm going to take Kansas City in the points in this game. Now, when you look at the over-under is 156.5 right now. You have two teams that are scoring 30 points a game. Would you take the over or the under in a game like this?
Oh, man. I think I'm going to take the over. The case for the under, which is kind of bothering me, is that if the Bucks try to shorten the game and run the ball and try to play the ball control and just keep the ball out of Mahomes' hands, which is very possible. But I just think that the Chiefs, they're just too good. They score too fast. And I don't think, even if the Bucks try to play that way, I don't think it's going to work. And I think it's going to end up having to be somewhere in the 30s.
I look at a Super Bowl, and what's amazing is, okay, you bet on the point spread, you bet on the over-under, but then there's all these prop bets that are out there. There's like over 600 prop bets that people bet on. They say in this particular Super Bowl, over $4.3 billion will be bet on this one game. The Super Bowl is the most heavily bet sporting event in America. $4.3 billion, especially in an economy where COVID has really put a stranglehold on a lot of people's jobs. They have cost people businesses. There's some businesses that will never reopen again. And yet the money that's flowing on bets in this particular game is simply phenomenal. Yeah. Are you gonna make some wagers on this game?
Yeah, I might have to follow Brad Feinberg, our guest this week. I mean, he gave us some really good advice, especially the one about which team is going to be punting more. I definitely think that's going to be the Buccaneers, and I think that's I agree with him. He said that was probably a surefire bet. I'm going to be going with him on that one. You brought up the halftime show and how the over under was at 8 games, I believe, right? For the weekend.
No, eight songs.
Excuse me. You brought up the point that I thought about with the montages and how that can count for several songs. But yeah, 9 songs that's a long halftime show. So I think I would have to go under on that too. A lot of interesting bets. You can bet some weird things during the Super Bowl, especially even with the advertisements. Sometimes the advertisements get involved.
Oh my goodness, yes. Now I'm looking at one betting site right now. I'm going to throw some prop bets at you.
Okay.
And I want to see which way you're leaning. All right, let's start with the coin toss results. Right now, heads is at -101, tails at -101, so it's about even. If you were betting on a coin toss, would you take heads or tails?
So everybody says tails never fails, and Brad Feinberg did too. I'm going with heads. I've always gone with heads, and I think it's done me right. Every time somebody says tails never fails, it's always heads, in my experience. So I'm going with heads.
Okay, will the opening kickoff be a touchback, yes or no? The yeses are at -220. The noes are at +190.
This is tough. I'd say yes. And the reason I said yes, I actually had to think about it, is Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl? Because Belichick has this thing where he kind of pooch kicks it to try and get a quick turnover, or just bad field position for the opponent. But in this game, I think yes, it's going to be a touchback.
All right. Will the first offensive play be a run, a pass? Okay, a run play. Run play is at minus 120. A pass play or a sack is at plus 100.
If it's the Chiefs, I would say pass. If it's the Bucks, I think it's run. I'm going to go with run. I think the Bucks are going to get the ball first.
Oh, I'm going to say pass. I mean, both of these teams would rather pass the ball than run it. I believe they're both going to come out passing the ball. Whoever has the ball first is going to try to test the secondary right away.
That's
so
true.
I'm going to go to pass here in the plus 100.
That's true. As a matter of fact, one second. You convinced me. I'm actually going to go pass also because we all know from his days with the Eagles, Andy Reid loves to test the defense early, especially when you have a player like Tyreek Hill. He might give them a shot first play of the game. So I'm going to go with pass also. I changed my mind.
All right. Will there be a score in the first 5 minutes? The odds are split right down the middle. Yes, minus 110. No, minus 110.
Yes, I think there's going to be a score in the first 5 minutes.
Really?
I do.
The way both teams move up and down the field?
Yeah,
think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I think the first score is going to be a field goal. So, you know, I think as they continue to test each other, I think the first quarter is going to be like a test out period to see what they're trying to do. And then things are going to open up in the seconds through the fourth quarters.
Was it a field goal last year? Or I think Kansas City scored a touchdown first.
I can't remember.
I think I'm going to go I'm going touchdown first.
All right. Here's another one you might want to like that you might like here. Okay. First team to score. Kansas City's at minus 130. Tampa Bay is at plus 110.
I'm going to go with Kansas City.
I'd agree with you there. I'd go there. Kansas City, they don't care who they're playing. They don't care where they're playing. This team is 8-0 on the road this year. They don't care. They're going to run their offense. They dare you to stop you. They just dink and dunk you to death. Mm-hmm. They nitpick you. They find out where your weak link is, and that's how they attack you. I think Kansas City, the first time they get the ball, is going to march down the field and put up some points.
Yeah, I agree. I think whenever they get the ball, they'll be scoring.
All right, here's one for you. What will be the first score of the game? A touchdown is at minus 160, a field goal or a safety at plus 140.
Oh, man, imagine betting a safety here. I'm gonna go with the touchdown. I think Kansas City is going to score the first touchdown.
All right, okay. Now I'm going to throw a few Patrick Mahomes prop bets at you.
All right.
Let's start with this one. It's passing yards. The over-under for passing yards for Patrick Mahomes is at 327.5. The over is minus 115. The under minus 115 also.
I'm going over this. I think he's going to be close to 400.
I agree.
If not more.
All right, passing touchdowns. The over-under is 2.5. Which way you go?
Ooh, this
for,
is...
For Mahomes.
This is weird because last year he ran one in. I'm going to go passing. Over.
Okay, I'm going to go over to where I think he'll throw at least three.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a good one. Pass completions. The over-under is 28.5 for Mahomes.
Oh, that's a good one. Because some of these could be shots, and so that leads to the shorter drives. I think I'm going to go over because they like to run a lot of screens and stuff around the goal line that don't always end up in touchdowns. So those are those completions added up.
All right, here's another one for you. Let's see. Receiving yards. Ah, it's one of my favorite. Tyreek Hill, receiving yards. Number of receptions is the over-under 6.5. You taking the over or the under?
I'm going to take the over on that.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think anybody in Tampa Bay secondary can stay with this guy long enough to keep him under 6.5 catches.
Yeah,
and so I'm definitely taking the over there.
Definitely, and I think that the Chiefs are going to test that early and often. Even if he doesn't have the biggest game, I think he's going to have a lot of catches because the Chiefs are going to make sure that the Bucs can stop that early.
All right, here's an interesting one for Tyreek. Over, under on receiving yards, 91.5. You like the over or the under?
91.5. I'm going to go over.
Yeah, I'm inclined. Even if he gets like right around 105, 106, I think Tyreek Hill is going to have a big game.
Yeah, I agree.
I honestly believe that. Yep. All right, Travis Kelce. Receptions. Over under for Travis Kelce is 7.5.
I'm going to go under.
You're going to take the under? You think they're going to be able to take him out of the game?
I don't think they're going to take him out. I just think that The focus of the offense will be at wide receiver because the strength of the Bucs secondary is those interior linebackers and the safeties. I think they're probably going to throw some bracket coverage at Travis Kelce with Devin White up front and Antoine Winfield Jr. over top.
All right, receiving yards for Kelce, 97 and a half is the over-under.
97, I'm going to go under. I think he's going to have a touchdown or two, but I just don't think he's going to have a lot of yards.
I agree with you. I'm taking the under there as well. All right, let's go to Tom Brady now. The over-under for Tom Brady in passing yards is 296 and a half. You taking the over or the under?
I'm going to take the under on this. I think that if the Bucks formula to winning is going to have to be running the ball. So I'm going to take the under here.
You know what? I'm inclined to agree with you. Now, we know Tom Brady can light up a scoreboard. And when you look at that array of weapons that he has that he's throwing to, he could easily put up 300. But I think Tampa Bay's best bet is to try to have a more balanced attack against this Kansas City defense. So I'm going to take the under as well. Tom Brady was under against Green Bay, under 296 against Green Bay. Mm-hmm. Of course, Tampa Bay was helped by turnovers, Green Bay turnovers. But I'm going to take Tom Brady in the under here. Tom Brady touchdown passes, 2.5 here. You taking the over or under?
I'm going to take touchdown passes, 2.5. He likes to sneak those in. I'm going to go over, though. I think I'm going to go over here.
You're going to take – all right, all right. Let's move on to Mike Evans. Prop bets for Mike Evans, the wide receiver. Mm-hmm. Receptions for Mike Evans, the over under is 4.5.
Over.
Definitely yeah. Over.
Marshawn Lattimore is not in this game, so I'm taking the over.
All right. Chris Godwin, prop bet here. Over under receptions for Chris Godwin, 5.5.
I'm going to go under.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the over here.
I'm going under. He's had some drop problems, and you bring Antonio Brown back, that's going to take away some targets. He had a big game last week against the Packers, but again, Antonio Brown not being there, that results in more targets for Godwin. So I'm going to go with under.
All right, let's go to Leonard Fournette. Here's a couple for Leonard Fournette. Rushing attempts, over, under 11.5.
Over.
Really?
Yeah. I take that back. Ronald Jones is getting healthier. I'm going under. I'll go under there.
You're going to go under? Okay. Especially when you consider Ronald Jones is playing in this game. Yep. He's the main rusher as well.
Yeah.
All right. Receptions for Leonard Fournette. Over, under 3.5.
Under. I think they like Ronald Jones more in the passing game.
All right. Here's one for you. Anytime TD score prop bet. Anytime TD score. Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce are at the top of the board, both at minus 162. Leonard Fournette is at plus 120, minus Mike Evans, plus 120. Chris Godwin, plus 138. Clyde Edwards-Helaire at plus 175.
Oh, man. I mean, the easy answer is Travis Kelce. I mean, Travis Kelce just eats up touchdowns. He's unstoppable in the red zone. I'm going to go Travis Kelce there. Other than that, the Chiefs love Tyreek Hill. I mean, I'm giving the basic answers here because this is probably a sure bet. I'm going Travis Kelce is probably my most confident pick of those.
All right, here's some random prop bets. Will there be a score in the last 3.5 minutes of the fourth quarter? Yes is at minus 250. No is at plus 210.
Yes, and what's funny is that people always think it's going to be like the team trying to come back. Last year we had the Chiefs running the ball in garbage time and Damian Williams breaks a 60-yard touchdown off. So last 3.5 minutes, I think that 3.5 minutes is a good cushion. I'm saying yes. If it was in the last 2 minutes, I would be more hesitant. But 3.5, I'll go with that.
All right, the last score of the game will be a touchdown at minus 155 or a field goal of safety at plus 135.
I'm going to go field goal. I'll go field goal on that one.
Okay. All right. Now, how about this one? Scoring prop bets. Total touchdowns in a game is at the over-under is at 6.5. Will the two teams combined score more than 6.5 touchdowns or under 6.5 touchdowns?
So six touchdowns will get you around 42 points. I'm going over there. I'll go over.
Yeah, I'm going to go over. I think, you know, at least one of these teams is going to score four touchdowns in this game.
Yeah, and if you're...
Yeah, so I'm going
to
go...
I'm taking the over on the points. So if I'm going to take the over on the points, then it has to be over six touchdowns.
All right. The longest touchdown scored in the game, over under, is 44.5 yards. The over is at minus 110. The under, minus 110.
I think that'll be a big play. Yeah, I'm going to go over.
Okay. All right. Will there be three unanswered scores in a game? Three unanswered scores in a game by one team. The yes is at minus 175. The no is at plus 155.
Three straight unanswered. I'm going to say no.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. What about this one? Both teams with at least a 35-yard or longer field goal. Yes is at plus 100. No is at minus 120.
Both teams, I'm going to say no. No, I'm not
really
gonna, yeah, because really? I think one of these teams is I mean, they're both very aggressive play callers, and if the Chiefs do get out to that early lead, which I think they will, the Bucs are going to have to go for some fourth downs, I think.
All right, so here's the final prop bet I'm going to throw at you. Will the game be tied 0-0? Will the game be tied? Oh, I'm sorry. Will be tied after 0-0. Will the game?
Oh, will
there
the game
be a
be tied
game after 0-0? Yes, is it plus 150? No, is it plus 130?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. All right. So you think there's going to be more than one tie in this game?
Yeah, I think it's still going to be early. Like I think the Bucks could even at 7 points early or 3 points. So I think the Bucks could match them early in the game.
Some of these prop bets are outlandish, man. And like I said earlier in this podcast, there's over 600 prop bets in a game. I can't believe people bet on all this stuff. But I guess when you're putting on that kind of money, you're trying to balance out your money to lose. Even if you win a little bit more than you lose, you just want to make sure you come out ahead. Unfortunately, your Eagles are nowhere near a Super Bowl this year. And from the looks of things, it doesn't look like they're going to be near a Super Bowl anytime soon. We've just heard the latest that Carson Wentz wants out, and teams are now being more aggressive in terms of trying to get Carson Wentz. Your thoughts? Here's a prop bet for you. Will Carson Wentz wear an Eagles uniform in 2021, yes or no?
If you asked me a week ago, I would say yes. But with the news coming out over the past few days, the Eagles fielding calls about teams wanting to trade for Carson Wentz, potentially giving up a first-round pick for Carson Wentz. I just think if a deal like that is on the table, you have to take it. I don't think he's going to be on the Eagles next year. But I do think there's a chance that his career gets resurrected somewhere. I just think this was a bad situation in Philadelphia. Not to make excuses because, I mean, he's a starting quarterback, but that's on him. His performance is on him. But I think a fresh start somewhere could be good for him. So it hurts to see him leave because that 2018 or 2017-18 season was amazing. But I think this is the best move for the organization. It was good to see what you have in Jalen Hurts. I still think there's more you still want to see from him. But I mean, you had a limited training camp last year. You had no offseason OTAs, so we might see a different version of him. We might see a little bit more of an intricate offense, maybe going through some more progressions, which we didn't really see from him last year. It was mainly one progression, and if it's not there, run, take off and run. So
right.
We haven't really seen him go through a full offense with the full training camp. We might see something different, but I think this year, if they make it to the playoffs, it's a bonus. It's not something I'm anticipating, but it's going to be interesting to see.
All right, will Jalen Hurts be with this team in 2021?
I think so. I think so because this could be my ignorance, but I just don't see how Howie Roseman can keep his job and trade both quarterbacks that he invested a lot into. I mean, Carson Wentz, they traded a bunch to move into that number two spot to draft him, and then they gave him all the money a few years ago. And then you have Jalen Hurts this year, who you spent a second round pick on when there were many other needs on this team. I think he has to see if Jalen Hurts, if they can make it work with Jalen Hurts. I don't see them really signing anybody else to be their starting quarterback, and I don't see them spending that number six pick on a quarterback.
All right, will the Eagles be a playoff contending team in 2021?
A playoff contending or like contending for the playoffs, or be a contender in the playoffs?
Be a contender.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that this team is contending for a Super Bowl. If they make it to the playoffs, I will be shocked if they win one game. But I do think this team will make more sense than this past year's team. I will say that, if that makes sense.
I think in 2021, fans are going to have to just bite their lip and grin and bear it. I think 2021 is going to be a rebuilding year. You have a new coach, fresh ideas. He's going to work with a bunch of young players. You have to delete some veterans because of cap restraints. I think they're going to get a lot younger in a hurry, which means they're going to go through some growing pains. So I think they're going to be competitive, but I don't think they're going to be a playoff contender. Dak Prescott coming back down in Dallas off that ankle injury with those weapons he has. Dallas has already made it very clear that they want Dak Prescott as their quarterback. The Giants are going to be a little bit better. The Redskins are going to be a little bit better. They have a quarterback issue down in Washington, but I like their defense, and their defense is what got them to the playoffs this year. Mm-hmm. So I think that defense is going to be even better. I think the Giants, under Joe Judge, another year. Saquon Barkley coming back is going to have more of a balanced attack. So the Eagles are going to struggle just to keep their heads above water in the NFC East in 2021.
Yeah, I'm not very optimistic. I don't think this team is going to make the playoffs. But I think there's an outside chance. But that's betting on young players to play like veterans, which is not normally a good bet. And we don't even know where we're going to stand with the offensive line. I mean, you have Jason Kelce. We don't know if he's coming back yet. Lane Johnson's coming off an injury. Brandon Brooks is coming off of a major injury. Although he has looked, based on the clips that we've seen from him, he has looked like he could that he's made a full recovery. But hey, I mean, you have some guys that are getting older, so you never know. Injuries can happen anytime, as we know, as Eagles fans.
Plus, we don't know what their left tackle situation is going to be like.
Yeah, that's true. Another player coming back from injury is Andre Dillard. So we still don't really know what we have in him yet.
Well, it's going to be interesting. It's been a great year. I can't wait to see the Super Bowl. You know, I've enjoyed talking football with you all season long. Of course, hey, we're going to be back sooner than people think. But we now focus on Super Bowl 55, Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady. Andy Reid going for his second consecutive Super Bowl title. Tom Brady going for a seventh Super Bowl ring. That's crazy. In his 10th Super Bowl, seventh Super Bowl ring. Should be a good game, Brother Dan. Hey, man, we'll talk to you soon. And let's keep this thing going.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Jumping the Gun. It is brought to you by Patterson Square Guard. For my man, Brother Dan, I'm Derek Gunn. So long, everybody.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.